Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this episode, I want to give you one really simple rule for acing life. Okay, so this rule is so super simple. So stupidly simple that it's really profound in how its tentacles reach out into every aspect of your life. This is a big one. This is huge right here. But it's very simple. And because it's so simple, you might overlook it and you might dismiss it as just like, oh, I kind of already knew that. But I encourage you to actually stick with me here and to contemplate the significance of what I'm about to tell you, because this is a very significant and a very profound insight. Here's the rule. The one rule that you need for acing life. Always do what's emotionally most difficult. Always do the thing that's emotionally most difficult to do in whatever situation you find yourself in. This is the exact opposite, if you take a moment to think about it, the exact opposite of what most people do. It's the exact opposite of what you do in almost every situation. And this is the mother of all screw-ups and problems and frustrations in life, is this. What most people do is they do the exact opposite in a sense that they're looking for the most emotionally convenient and comfortable and easy thing that they can do in life. And they think that that's going to lead to the most cushy, comfortable, and pleasant life that one can have. But actually what it does, counterintuitively, is that it leads to a mediocre and very frustrating kind of life. So, to really hammer this point home, I want to give you a whole list of examples of how this principle applies to many different contexts in life, because it applies to everything. It applies to your relationships. It applies to business. It applies to your health, to your finances, to your mood, to the way you think, to the goals you pursue in life, everything, literally everything. And the trick about it is that it's a very counterintuitive thing. Counterintuitive. Living a good life is counterintuitive. Remember that. That means you have to go against what the herd is doing, against the grain of what most people do in society. The problem is, and this takes a lot of personal development work to finally start to appreciate and become aware of, is that the way that your mind is designed to run is that your emotional system is rigged to unconsciously pursue comfort. And basically what you're doing in your entire life, we could sum up your whole life this way, is that you're like a weasel trying to weasel your way in for emotional security and comfort. That's all you basically want out of life. Emotional security and comfort. And you're not conscious that you do this. And I mean, I could tell you about this and you might say like, oh, well, yeah, I kind of understand what you're talking about, Leo. Like, yeah, it makes sense. And, you know, I'm kind of loosely aware of this. But see, you don't see how far these tentacles reach into all the different facets of your life and how it infects everything you do. And it robs you of all the joy and the really amazing things that you can find in life. Is this weaselly attitude. You're like this little weasel, always trying to find the shortcut to emotional comfort. That's what you're always looking for. And it takes a lot of work on yourself, a lot of studying of your own psychology to start to see like, oh my God, this is like the prime directive of human beings. This is all that human beings basically do. This is like our mission in life, is to be this emotional weasel. This is all that we do. Everything we do is motivated by this. It's, It's quite profound when you start to actually see how this abstract principle that I'm giving you here applies and connects to specific situations in your life and the life of your friends and your family and all the problems it creates. It creates a lot of fallout. This one here. It takes a lot of awareness, development of awareness to start to see it. And that's just to start to see it. I'm not even talking about starting to unwire it. First, you got to see it. First, you got to recognize it. Then you got to ask the question like, holy shit, how do I unwire this thing? How do I start to unwire this mechanism? Because you realize like, damn, like I can't live a good life when my prime directive in life is to seek emotional security and comfort. It's not possible to live a good life that way. You must unwire this mechanism. And the problem is that this mechanism is unconscious. It's largely unconscious. It's largely automatic. It happens automatically. It's the default thing that the human mind does. Like a robot, you've been programmed to be an emotional weasel. And what's even worse, to throw gasoline on the fire here, is that society and our education system and our political system and the culture that you grew up in and business, all of these create an unholy alliance which is rigged against you. And it's really designed to cater to that emotional weasel that's within you. You see this everywhere in society. Our language, our books, our advertising, the products people sell you, our education system, our political system, religions, you name it. Whatever it is, it's all rigged to satisfy that emotional weasel within you and to give you a comfortable, cushy, easy, emotionally easy life. That's what it's all rigged for. Now, you might think like, well, what's wrong with that? I mean, why would I want an emotionally challenging and a stressful life? Why would I want that? Don't we want an easy, comfortable existence? But see, the problem is that the human body and the human mind aren't really designed for that. They're actually designed to need challenge in order to feel satisfied. If we take the human body and we just hook it up to an IV full of opiates like morphine or heroin, you would think like, man, that's the best kind of life, right? I'm just getting pure injections of chemical pleasure into my veins, into my brain directly. What could be wrong with that? That's what I want. But of course, we know what the problem is with that, right? It doesn't work. It's not sustainable. That's not really the kind of life you want. That's like a vegetable, state. That's a brain dead kind of life. What you want instead, I would suggest to you, is you don't want an emotionally easy life. You want a self-actualized life. That's the life you really want. But this is counterintuitive because the self-actualized life is not the emotionally easy life. It's the emotionally challenging life. And in the moment when you try to actually live it and implement it, it's going to feel challenging and you're going to quit and you're going to fall off track and you're going to fall back into your emotional weaselly kind of life. And then you're going to wonder, like, why am I depressed? Why am I anxious? Why am I unsatisfied? Why am I not getting the success that I want? And the whole reason is because you're doing the things that are emotionally easy rather than the things that are emotionally challenging. So this is a counterintuitive thing. You have to really go against the grain of society, and also against the grain of your own natural, almost biological tendencies. And that's what makes this a really challenging journey. It's also what makes it a rare journey, right? Not very many people in life choose to go with the self-actualized life. They choose to go with the emotional weasel. So let me give you some examples. I want to list out a lot so that you can see how this abstract principle applies. Okay, so in school, let's take school. In school, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to actually read the textbook from cover to cover. How about in college? In college, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to take the hardest classes. Your mind doesn't want you to take the hardest classes. That's difficult. How about on YouTube? When you're browsing around on YouTube, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to not click on one of those stupid cat videos. When you're afraid, in general, anywhere in life, when you're afraid, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to not panic and to not feed into your fear with more worry. How about a relationship? In a relationship, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to learn how to establish clear lines of communication. That's not what most people do in intimate relationships. How about when losing weight? The emotionally difficult thing to do is to actually give up sweets and to get your ass into the gym consistently. That's the emotionally difficult thing to do. The easy thing, and this is where society preys on you and business preys on you, is to say something like, "Oh, I'm going to just go get some liposuction." Or, I saw this ad the other day for how I can get how I can get slim by eating chocolate. I actually saw this. This was funny. I was driving to a Asian food market, and there was a car, like a van parked there, and this was somebody's business. On this van, you know how they have advertisements on the van if it's like a small business? Well, this person had this advertisement, and it said something along the lines of, "Lose fat by eating chocolate." That was their business model. Lose fat by eating chocolate. So what is that doing? That's appealing to the emotional weasel within you. It's like, yes, I want to be slim and healthy, but also I want to be pigging out on chocolate and bacon. So what's the most popular diet that we can come up with? It's the bacon and chocolate diet. And I'm sure that there probably is one like that because some clever marketer has figured out how to appeal to that low consciousness emotional weasel within you. And they know that you're going to buy a lot of shit from them. You're going to buy their book and you're going to buy their products and you're going to buy their chocolate covered bacon wrapped in tinfoil and all this stuff. You're going to buy all that stuff. Because your emotional weasel is going to want to do the easy thing, not the difficult thing. The difficult thing is to say, you know what? I got to give up bacon. And maybe I got to give up chocolate. And maybe I got to give up, eating ginormous portions of food like they serve in America. Maybe I have to give some of that up so that I could get my health back in return. More examples. In an argument, when you're having an argument, the emotionally difficult thing is to consider that you might be the wrong one. Your mind does not want to do that. Your mind wants to insist that it's right. How about in a debate? When you're having a debate, the emotionally difficult thing is to adopt the other perspective, the other side, to step into the other person's shoes. The mind doesn't like to do that either. It likes to insist that it's got the right perspective already. In church, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to question all your beliefs and all the beliefs and dogma of the church. Your mind doesn't want to do that. If you grew up in that one church and you have this faith in this church, the last thing you want to do is question all your beliefs about the church. When you're dating, the emotionally difficult thing to do when you see that girl or that guy that you really like and you think is cute is to walk up to them and to say, "Hey, I noticed you. I thought you were kind of cute, and I just wanted to come over and get to know you." That's the emotionally difficult thing to do. When you're being criticized, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to consider the criticism seriously, to actually use the criticism to try to evaluate your own behaviors and to take it as feedback to see how you might improve. In life in general, the emotionally difficult thing to do is just to sit down and to turn off your mind and to meditate. This one's huge. Most people cannot wrap their mind around this. This idea that someone could develop a habit of meditation where they sit down for a whole hour in their day and do absolutely nothing but just sit in silence. That could somehow be beneficial to one's psyche. This is completely outside most people's realities. And it's a real shame because this one habit, if they did it every day, would completely transform the success that they get in their life, their level of happiness, and really their entire worldview. Something this simple could just completely revolutionize your whole life. And yet you don't do it. And even after I tell you all this, you still won't do it. Because your emotional weasel mind doesn't like the emotional challenge of sitting there and being bored out of your mind and not doing anything. Your emotional weasel mind tells you, hey, we need to go do stuff. Let's go to that party. Let's go read a book. Let's go watch a movie. Let's go talk to our friends. Let's go post some stuff on Facebook, whatever. That's what it does. And resisting that is exactly what I'm talking about here. It's difficult. When you're presenting information to people, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to present the facts objectively without exaggerating them. In business, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to create lots of value, massive quantities of value for people without asking for payment in return. Most people cannot wrap their mind around this. This seems very counterintuitive to them. They only want to work and do an output of massive value only if there's a prospect of massive payment in return. And so they are never able to start a successful business. In taking a self-help program, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to actually sit down and do every assignment and exercise that you were told in the program, rather than just skipping through them and telling yourself that, oh, I'll just do it some other day. In spiritual work, if you're a spiritual person, if you have spiritual ambitions, the emotionally difficult thing to do there is to admit your own wishful thinking. It's to say, oh, all my ideas about spirituality, what it is and how it works, complete fiction, complete nonsense, complete bullshit. And that's what you have to do if you want to make progress spiritually, like real spiritual progress. You have to do that. But that's exactly what people do not do. And in fact, what they do is they use their spiritual work and their spiritual pursuits to do the exact opposite. It's completely counterintuitive. What they do is they use their spiritual pursuits to entrench their wishful thinking and their dogmas even deeper. In life in general, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to question your culture, whatever culture you grew up in. Try questioning your culture. It's very challenging. Very counterintuitive thing. Like, Leo, why would I even want to question my culture? What would be the benefit of that? But there's enormous benefits to that if you can summon the courage to do it. In managing your finances, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to save money for retirement. To actually take money out of your paycheck today and put it into an IRA account that you're not going to see or touch for 40 years, perhaps, and to do that consistently year after year, month after month. That's very counterintuitive to our brain, because our brain does not like to delay gratification. It wants gratification now. In having sex, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to use a condom. With your health, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to go get that scary lab test done that you don't want to get done because you're afraid of what it might mean about your health. That's emotionally difficult. And most people just sweep that under the rug month after month, year after year, and then maybe they get cancer or something that they could have prevented. In business, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to not take shortcuts and to not go after get-rich-quick schemes, but to build a solid business on a solid foundation. In life in general, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to not do what your friends and family are doing. Whatever line of work your friends and family are in, to not do that, that's difficult. Whatever beliefs your friends or your family have, to not believe that, that's difficult. That's counterintuitive. It's like, but Leo, why would I not believe what my family or my friends believe or do what they do or have the same hobbies that they have? But if you have wisdom and you can see a little bit further down the road, you can see enormous benefits from that. When you're angry, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to stay mindful through that anger and to not lose yourself in it. And whenever you get power in life, the emotionally difficult thing to do is to not abuse that power. History and psychological experiments have proven to us very clearly how easy it is for the human mind to abuse its power. In relationships, in political positions, in positions of leadership, wherever you find it. So that's a small list of examples, and it really is just a small list because we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg here. This thing goes really deep. Notice that in all these situations, if the person just followed this one principle that I'm giving you here, which is simply do the thing that's emotionally difficult, they would get extraordinary results in life. They would get success beyond their wildest dreams. They would have incredible relationships. They would have so much money, they wouldn't even need to worry about money anymore. They would have incredible mood, depression, anxiety. These would be distant dreams, distant memories for a person that follows this principle. Their health would be outstanding. Just every facet of life would go beautifully. And you would basically be living the self-actualized life if you did this. But it's difficult. So even though it might seem like, hey, Leo is giving you a simple little shortcut for life, if you take it that way, that's actually not what I'm giving you here. Because it's difficult to implement. This is the exact opposite of really what you want. This advice is the exact opposite. Usually the advice you want is something like, hey, here's a magic pill to solve this problem for you effortlessly. And that's not what I'm telling you here. See, what I'm giving you here is kind of like that real, high-quality, timeless advice that maybe your grandparents would give you when they tell you to be honest and to have a strong work ethic and that kind of bullshit, right? They tell you something like that and you just say, well, yeah, we all know that, but, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I got a little shortcut here, a little shortcut there? And so your mind is always looking for shortcuts. And because your mind is always looking for shortcuts, business and society and politics and all this stuff and religion, all of this is catering to that in you. Why? Because they want your business. They want your approval. They want your vote. They want your donations, whatever it is, right? And you know what? They're not going to fight your weaselly mind for you. Don't expect business to fight that for you. So when that guy has that advertisement on the side of his van that says that you can lose lots of weight by eating chocolate, and that's a legitimate way to go about losing weight, then, you know, in a sense, it's kind of like, man, that guy is really unethical in the way that he's doing his business. And that's one of the things that frustrates me a lot about business, gives me a lot of qualms about doing business, is that I see a lot of unethical business and a lot of unethical advertising. People just trying to sell you shit that you don't need, that doesn't work, that they're not honest about. That's not a long-term sustainable solution. It's just like a quick little magic pill, which is ultimately just going to postpone your real serious problems till the very end, which is actually why I got really passionate about actualize.org, is because I feel like the material that I present here is kind of the antithesis of all that. It's the exact opposite. I don't really like to come up here and give you magic pill solutions. I like to go deep on topics. I like to talk about these things so you really get a deep understanding, which is sustainable, and then you can actually use it to do hard work in your life. You can actually do some kind of heavy lifting with these psychological concepts, because that's what I've found you need to generate legitimate, stable, long-term success and fulfillment in life. But that's not what most people want. Most people are fucking lazy. They're being a weasel. And, you know, I'm part of this too. As I was coming up with this list, I actually got a little angry. I was coming up with this list. I'm like, shit, you know, a lot of the things on this list, it's like, man, I struggle with that stuff too. And there's plenty of stuff in my life where I'm not able to follow this principle of doing the emotionally difficult thing all the time. Simply because I forget and I get lazy, I get complacent. You know, life nowadays is so easy compared to the way it was in the old days. And society and business is just feeding into this, and it's just really getting toxic. It's getting to the point of like we're living in almost like an abusive relationship with society. It's quite bad. It's quite bad. You know how you can have an abusive intimate relationship? It's terrible for you, but just kind of keep coming back to it and coming back to it and coming back to it, even though you know it's terrible for you. And the other person just keeps feeding into it and feeding into it, and just it's like this just a spiral into hell. Well, that's kind of like what's happening with society right now. And it's weird because it's like, you know, we've got modern scientific understanding and we have technological amazing breakthroughs. The things we can do with computers and the internet nowadays and airplane travel and flying to space. And it seems like society is making so much progress. But, you know, psychologically, in a sense, society is not as advanced as we think it is. Our technology is far more advanced than our social psychology, which is a real big problem. And that's going to be one of the biggest challenges to world cultures, to every nation on the planet, is overcoming this challenge here. It's a real big problem. It's like a global addiction. The good news is that you can, at least for yourself personally, buck the trend. And, you know, if a person was coming into this world, just getting born, and I could just talk to that person, let's say that person had full consciousness and they understood what I was saying, they were mature, not just like a little baby. And I could tell that person, hey, look, here's what you got to know to live a really incredible, rich and rewarding life. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I would want to tell that person. It wouldn't just be one thing. But I think one of the things at the top of my list would have to be this principle here. Just in every situation, do the thing that's most emotionally difficult. And you're going to come out on top. You're going to have amazing money, amazing success, amazing relationships, amazing sex. You're going to have pretty much everything you want. And the most important thing you're going to have is you're going to have fulfillment and peace of mind from that. And the other most important thing you're going to have at the end of that is you're going to die happy having lived that kind of life. And I feel confident that, you know, that person could just take that simple little maxim that I gave them and just apply it in every, like literally every situation in life. And then by the end of their life, not even by the end, even just a decade into their life, they would be so thankful because they would look back and they'd say, oh my God, I'm so glad I got that piece of wisdom, that insight, and that I applied it religiously in every aspect of my life, because I can see what the alternative would have been if I didn't do that. My life would be just like that person over there. It would be just like my dad, or just like my mom, or just like my friend, or just like my, you know, abusive whoever is in my life, or just like that failed business, or just like that fat 300-pound woman that I see at the store who can barely walk because she's stuffed her body with so much shit food. Why? There's only one reason. It's because she's giving her in to her emotional weasel and she's not following this advice. So, you know, if you're fed up with the lack of success in your life, if you're fed up with crappy relationships, if you're fed up with your depression, your anxiety, and your bad mood, if you're fed up with your bad health, whatever you're fed up with in life, and you really are at this point where it's like, fuck, Leo, I need an answer. Like, I really want to change. How do I change this? I'm tired of bitching and moaning about it. I'm tired of suffering it. How do I actually change it? Well, here's your answer. You got to bite this bullet And this is not an answer that you want to hear. And this is not an answer that you're going to hear in a like a really popular self-help book. This is not an answer you're going to hear in some infomercial on TV. This is not an answer you're even going to hear on most YouTube videos. Most YouTube videos are busy showing you funny cat pictures or music videos or something like that. Why? Because it's really not in their favor. In a sense, it's not in my favor to come up here and to tell you this stuff. Because while I come up here and tell you this stuff, I'm actually losing money when I do that. If I came up here and I shot a shorter video, if I shot a 5-minute video that had a title that says something like, lose 60 pounds by eating chocolate covered bacon in 5 weeks. If I came up with a title like that, and I could easily come up with a title like that. I'm very tempted to every week to come up with titles like that, you know, clickbaity type of titles. Shit that your emotional weasel mind will go for. I could come up with that shit. But I would feel disgusted on the inside to be delivering that kind of content. Because it's really not helpful to you. It feeds into the whole problem that we have as a society. So actually what I have to do is I have to tell myself, shit, you know, I could earn more money. I could earn a lot more money by coming up here and delivering that kind of content, but I don't. And so that's exactly the problem, is that when a business in general in the society tries to kind of go green, it tries to go good, it tries to kind of like be ethical, it tries to do what's good for you. When the business tries to look out for you more than you look out for yourself, that's generally a recipe for disaster for that business. Doesn't usually work out well for that business. Why do you think fast food restaurants and even high-end restaurants, they don't serve you organic food. They serve you the lowest, cheapest food they could possibly buy. Because they don't give a fuck about your health. Because they know that you don't give a fuck about your health. And when an organic fast food store does open up, you don't go there. It goes out of business. Or even if it survives and it stays in business, it doesn't earn nearly as much as McDonald's does. So this is a huge and a very deep issue. And I'll talk about more of this in the future, because it's really important that we start to get awareness around this and we start to get social consciousness over this, because it's a real problem. But just, you know, some food for thought for you. And like I was saying, if you're tired of the kind of shitty life you've been living, you're not happy with your results, you got to bite the bullet. Stop looking for a magic solution. There are no magic solutions here. The solution is hard work. It's emotional labor. It's the thing you don't want to do. Here's the good news, though. The good news is that it's not as bad as you think it is. It's kind of like jumping into a cold pool. Yeah, it's kind of like it's a pain in the ass. I don't want to jump into that cold pool. But once I jump in there and I start swimming around for a few minutes, like, oh, I get acclimated. And it feels comfortable. It feels natural. It feels refreshing. And that's the best way that I can describe transitioning yourself from your lazy, weaselly life into a self-actualized life, is that it starts to feel refreshing to your spirit, so to say. So give it a try. Stop giving into your emotional weasel. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Click the like button, please. Share this with a friend, maybe a lazy friend. And then come sign up and check out actualize.org. This is my website. It's got free content on it. Got some exclusive content on it. Got some courses and a book list on it. I release a newsletter with new content every single week. Despite the fact that this is not the most profitable thing that I could be doing, to me, it's a rewarding thing that I do. I like going deep on these topics. I like helping people to understand their psychology. The reason I like that is because I know how powerful it is. But it also requires wisdom on your part. Because a lot of people, they kind of watch these videos, they watch one or two, and then they don't really do anything about it. And they miss out on what's possible with these videos. What's possible is that if you watch these videos every single week, as I release more content, and then you take baby steps and do a little bit of the exercise that I tell you to do, take some of the action that I tell you to do, build some of the habits that I tell you to do, then over the next few years, what's going to happen if you do this consistently is you're going to develop psychological self-mastery. You're going to develop a deeper self-mastery than a PhD psychology professor has. And what that's going to allow you to do is to literally construct whatever kind of life you want. And your life is going to take on flavors of joy and beauty and these wonderful high consciousness qualities that very few people ever tap into. Kind of my mission is to help more people tap into that. So, you know, if you can see the potential in that, if you have the wisdom to see that, if you're not just looking for a little magic pill solution, then I recommend you stick around, sign up, and you'll see some big changes. Changes you might not even be able to fathom at this point, because this stuff goes extremely deep, and I'm excited to go deep with you on it. So sign up, stay tuned, and I'll see you soon.